I can do a backup.
Thank you. Well, I had an interesting week as well. Our power went out, I think it was around 7:30, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. And before that, the wind was just incredible around my neighborhood. I have a small neighborhood. There's there's about 20 houses, and it's a new community. We've only been there for 15 years, and I've been there since the place was developed. And I was there to see the trees planted and the grass and everything. From, you know, nothing, there grew something. So as I'm looking out, going through around my windows, and I'm seeing the trees going like this and like that. And I mean, it was just amazing. And I'm somebody who, there's something about a storm that I was kind of excited about it. You know, there was a tiny bit of fear, but there was a lot of excitement too. I don't know what it is about storms, but I don't know. I was just enjoying it, I guess. And until I looked out my kitchen window and I saw one of the trees go like this. And this was around our street. So I think what happened was we must have had a microburst come through. So one of the trees kind of went like this, and it stayed there, and then it went down. And, you know, there was something inside of me. I really felt kind of bad about that because I felt like it was one of my kids. I'd seen it grow for 15 years, and it really was a nice tree. And then I went out on my porch, my front porch, and I looked, and there was another one. The same kind of tree, had been planted there 15 years, that went down too. So I said, well, praise God. Whatever you're doing, Lord, you know, I'll give you the praise, but I think it's time that we speak to the wind and ask it to cease in Jesus' name. Well, it did, unfortunately, keep on going. During my time of solitude and darkness, I guess for me what I've learned to do is embrace whatever it is that is happening. Instead of getting too upset about these things, I just thank the Lord for what's happening and ask Him, what do I do next? Because it was getting dark. I have a flashlight, but I'm not exactly prepared for that type of a disaster and where, you know, you're not going to have power for several days. So I have my flashlight, but that was about it. So Lord said, we have solar lights. So I do, in my back. Around my patio, I've got a lovely garden, and I've got solar lights around. So I took five of the lights, and I brought them in, and I put them on tables. Now, the house is not very big, so, and it's only me. So that wasn't that much of a big deal. And I put one in the bathroom so I could see at night if I needed to. And they actually worked fine and really kind of looked kind of pretty. So the heat was not encouraging at all because obviously there was no air conditioning. So I think it's those times when you feel very grateful for those small things that you do have and enjoy when you have your power and in time of need. And I also found that there was some type of comfort in the darkness, whereas it was a little opposite from Gail. Whereas I sat out on my front porch And it was so quiet, and just, you know, you could hear the frogs and the you know, the crickets or whatever's out there now making their noise, but it was dark. It was very dark, and it just, there was, for me, there was like, I'm the light, and the darkness around was surrounding me, but I was okay, because I knew that I was the light.
There's a peace to it.
Yes, there was a peace. And I thought, well, you know, there's many ways you can handle these things. You can get upset, you can rant and rave, but none of that's going to help. You know, it's not going to make the lights come on. The other thing was, we do have, it's a condo situation. So we have what's called an association. And I happen to be part of, we're all part of the association, but they do have a board that runs it, and so I am part of that. So on Wednesday morning, ordinarily I would be getting up to go for my daily walk. So I'm out there at 6:30 looking for my neighbor who goes with me, and she said, this is just too stressful, I can't go today. So we didn't go, but we had the job of walking around the neighborhood to assess any damage other than the obvious trees. So we did do that, and there were only some shingles off of one building and the two trees. We have a service that we called. They came, took the trees right away, and the shingles were repaired on Friday. So before we went, I got my little pad and paper because I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and it's three women. It was myself and two other women, because the two men that are on the board were on vacation. So I said to the Lord, I need you to come with me, because I'm not sure that I'm going to know exactly what to look for. You know, I mean, there's obvious roofs, and there's obvious other problems that could happen, like siding off of the buildings or whatever. Well, everything looked fine. He went with me, and I just asked him to just be with me during the rest of this time together. And so that was really the biggest obstacle I had, was that aspect of taking care of the our condo neighborhood. And the Lord was with me right through the whole time. The other, and I will say it's an irritation, this was an irritation to me, was my phone. Charging the phone. What do you do? So somebody said, well, you can use your car to charge your phone. So previously, I had purchased, and I don't know why, but I did. I had purchased these charging wires that I thought would help me, I guess that's why I ordered them, to connect my phone to the car, the new car that I have, so things would work better. Well, I haven't quite figured all that out yet, but it does work very well to charge your phone. So the first day, I went out and I started the car and I just let it run, and I could see it was charging, so I said, oh, this is good. So decided to go to McDonald's to get my coffee and something for breakfast. So I did that. And the other thing I found out was that I really could survive without having something, either tea or coffee, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. I actually survived. It really, seriously, it was like,
there's hope for me.
Wow. You know? I know.
I know.
But I was forced to. It was a forced to issue. So I did get my, go down around 9:30 or 10, got my coffee at McDonald's. And the other irritation was finding ice, because everybody was also buying ice. And I wasn't too sure about my refrigerator. And they say, well, you don't open the doors and you're good for 48 hours on the freezer part, but the regular refrigerator is only good for 4 hours. You know? I said, Lord, I just can't worry about this. It's just not something that's going to help me, all this worry. So I did decide to get some ice, and I did put some in the freezer part, and that worked fairly well, although things did thaw, and I didn't trust any of it after it did thaw, but some of the stuff was okay. And then the upper part, that really worked very well to have a bag of ice in there. So most of that I could save, but some of it, the obvious, like mayonnaise or whatever, I wouldn't trust it. Frankly, I think it was probably okay, but I just didn't want to trust it. So anyways, I did that. And then as the days went on, because the power didn't come on until it was 3:10 in the morning on Saturday. So as days went on, I thought, well, I can't just sit out here with the car every day charging my phone. So the Lord said, go for a ride. So one day I did. I went and got an iced coffee one day in the afternoon, and I drove around. I went through Munson and up into Wilbraham and around, and by the time I got back, the phone was, I guess, 90%. So I said, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that suggestion. And when I was out, what I was doing was I was singing in the Spirit. I didn't turn my radio on and listen to the music. I was actually singing in the Spirit. And I would get a tune in my head, and I would just sing along to that using my heavenly language. And that was really quite an awesome experience for me. And as Darlene knows, because we've had some conversations around getting in the car and just driving to nowhere.
Trip to nowhere.
That's not my comfort zone either, as she knows. It's like,
fun.
Well, I need to have a purpose, you know. I can't just go in the car and drive. Well, it was a forced thing, just like not having my tea or coffee in the morning. It was, you know, well, Lord, what do you want? And so he directed me. So the next day in the afternoon, I went to McDonald's, got another iced coffee, and I got an ice cream cone. And I heard him say, take a ride to Sturbridge. So that's what I did. I took a ride to Sturbridge.
Freedom.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't in that much comfort using my lease miles and my gas, but, you know, this is what the Lord said to do, so I did it.
And there was the air conditioning, right?
And I had air conditioning in the car. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
I got to share something really fast, and it's funny. The morning after, I got up super early. We had a lot of damage in our neighborhood, a lot. She was still half asleep, and Sally across the street had a huge branch down, and our street was just littered with branches and everything. So I started cleaning up, and I had noticed the blue house on the corner behind there, there's a huge, old, old tree. Well, it snapped. That thing was this big around going both ways, and I thought, oh my God, there's got to be some damage. I hope everything's okay. She heard it. She thought it was lightning. It was so loud. So I took a walk up the street, and I see that it had split both ways, and the middle part is still standing, but those big branches were huge. And I noticed they have two garages, and they have a Mini Cooper and some other cars right there. Long story short, it went down this way and this way, and it annihilated the fence this way, landed between the garage, and took out half of the chicken coop. Hold on, though. What I'm getting at? We have a juvenile rooster. So for the last 3 weeks to 4 weeks, he has no idea what time of day to crow, and he certainly tries really, really hard. And he's really trying, and the last week or so, he found his crow. I think he's cute. I love him. So anyway, I go walking up the street to see how bad the damage is. It missed all their cars, missed the garage, took out half the chicken coop, and there is that rooster on top of that tree crowing his heart out. It said life goes on, and he's just out there letting the world know he's awake and alive.
There you go.
It was
That's
great.
Funny.
I had to laugh, so.
So,
I wasn't going to say anything today because I've been listening to this guy over here, and everything he's been saying is kind of true. But what I want to say is, when all this storm was happening, you know, I mean, I was all by myself in the house with the dog and the cat. They love me. They follow me everywhere. Anyway, what I want to say is that I want to thank the Lord, especially thank you, thank you, thank you, because don't get me wrong, it's because through my many years, I've seen a lot of problems. Trees falling and floods and kids and all this kind of stuff. But while I was out by myself in the house and he was going to work, and I'm speaking extra to the Lord. I kept saying, you know, you're already invited to live in here. But I said, you know that I don't want to get all shook up, all nervous, like many years ago when I would have done. I said, so calm me. What I'm getting at is I want to thank the Lord extra because he did call me extra because my phone kept ringing. I had my family, including him, all over calling me to check up on me to find out how I was doing. And I kept saying, I'm fine, I'm fine. I worried about him coming home. At first, he had called to say that they were sending him home. But then I know Stafford is not that far away, but it's too far to walk. And so he called and he was saying that he was having trouble coming home. What I'm getting at is that I want to thank Jesus. I want to thank the Lord that he calmed me down. I didn't get all shook up. No more heart attacks. None of that stuff.
No.
And I was just calm in the house. And I kept remembering other stuff, like when my granddaughter a few years ago got stuck in a tornado in Springfield. Her car went flying around. All that. I want to thank him for putting me at ease. That
Amen.
All these phone calls that were calling, even my grandson out at the Cape wanted to know, Mimi all right? Mimi's fine. I kept saying thank you that I was not nervous. That's what I'm trying to say. I was calm. I had a lot of peace. So all of a sudden, who shows up through the back door coming in? This guy. I said, I forget how I worded my thing. But I said, I worried about you, but I'm glad you're home. You know, so mm-hmm. I want to thank God for
traveling mercy.
For all my friends and all the phone calls, and that I had peace
yes.
in my house.
Yes.
And I always have the Lord there anyway, but this time here, he came extra. And
Amen.
He set me at ease.
Thank you.
And I was not petrified.
Thank you.
I was very, very, believe it or not, I was just very calm and content, and I was glad that he was home.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way I felt.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And
you know, it's not like I'm bragging or anything like
no,
that.
No. Well, you're bragging on the Lord.
Him, right.
Yes.
Amen.
You're bragging on the Lord because
Amen.
He's the
and
one
I'm
who did
saying,
it.
I'm always saying, thank you, Jesus. Well, he must
Amen.
Have said, all right, already, you're welcome. But
no, he loves it when we,
he does.
When we
he
praise
does.
And thank him. Absolutely. He loves it. So the only one other thing I did want to share about that was the fact that someone offered a hot shower to me. And sometimes I'm not always that willing to, you know, to do that sort of thing. But this time I was very happy to have had that opportunity. Have the hot shower from somebody who did have their power on. So I was grateful for that. And that was another way the Lord blessed me through this whole thing. And like you, Lorraine, there was no, I mean, I saw my neighbors, three of them were just imploding. My neighbor next door, she called me and she was crying. She was just so, had worked herself up so much that by Friday night she was just crying. Just crying. And so I she wasn't somebody that I could actually pray with, but I could pray for when, you know, the Lord prompted me after we hung up. And I checked on her the next day and she was fine because, of course, everything was back on. The neighbor, the other side of me, she was all in a rampage. She had called National Grid. She had called the town manager. I mean, she was beside herself. And then a friend of mine in the neighborhood, her husband just, he was beyond consoling. So I was just very grateful to, you know, just see all this. I mean, I wasn't happy for them that they, that this was happening to them. But just to know that, that, you know, that relationship I have with the Lord was enough to just keep me calm. So I want to give him all the praise and glory for that. And I'll just give you what he had said to me, and this was Wednesday. I got this Psalm 33. And I read it in the Amplified, and then this morning I heard him say, read it in the Passion Translation, which I did, and I really liked it, so I'm going to read it to you guys as well. And as we know, King David was a praiser, and that seemed to be the theme from the beginning of this gathering until, you know, right up until now, I'm hearing the testimonies and all. So this is what kept me going as well this week. It's time to sing and shout for joy. Go ahead, all you redeemed ones, do it. Praise him with all you have, for praise looks lovely on the lips of God's lovers, which is you, Lorraine. Play the guitar as you lift your praises loaded with thanksgiving. Sing and make joyful music with all you've got inside. Compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord, which is what happened to me this week as I was out on my two places to nowhere. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound of joy, which I heard today as we were singing, clapping, and praising the Lord this morning. For God's word is something to sing about. He is true to his promises. His word can be trusted, and everything he does is reliable and right. The Lord loves seeing justice on the earth. Anywhere and everywhere you can find his faithful, unfailing love. All he had to do was speak by his spirit, wind, command, and God created the heavenlies. Filled with galaxies and stars, the vast cosmos he wonderfully made. His voice scooped out the seas, the ocean depths he poured into vast reservoirs. Now, with breathtaking wonder, let everyone worship Yahweh, this all-inspiring creator. And when I contemplate that sometimes, and I listen to other people, and I mean, how can you not have faith in something so powerful to be able to create all of us? I mean, that's where sometimes my faith wanes a little bit in something, and you know, he kind of like brings it back to me. How can you not have faith in a God who can do all of this? Words he breathed and worlds were birthed. Let there be, and there it was, springing forth the moment he spoke. No sooner said than done. With his breath, he scatters the schemes of nations who oppose him. They will never succeed. His destiny plan for the earth stands sure. His forever plan remains in place and will never fail. Blessed and prosperous is that nation who has God as their Lord. They will be the people he has chosen for his own. The Lord looks over us from where he rules in heaven, gazing into every heart from his lofty dwelling place. He observes all the peoples of the earth. The creator of our hearts considers and examines everything we do. Even if a king has the best equipped army, it would never be enough to save him. Even if the best warrior went to battle, he could not be saved simply by his strength alone. Human strength and weapons of man are false hopes for victory. They may seem mighty, but they will always disappoint. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him. Those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. God will deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine with no one to help. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust in him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy flowing from Yahweh. Let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait upon you.
Amen.
Well, that, I think, was just awesome, if I do say so myself. The one other thing was, and Gail, you prompted me again, the Lord had prompted me this morning before I came also. I remembered this, it was like a contract that we received. It wasn't last year, but I think it was the year before or shortly after the beginning of the year. I'm not sure. There's no date on it, but it was something that Mary Jo had printed out and we all signed it. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Say goodbye to fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And really, it's, I'm not sure it's for me to read it right now, but if anyone is interested, I did make some copies for those that, okay, for those.
I also have something to say.
Oh, sure.
I didn't sleep. I slept late, like around 12, because I couldn't sleep. I'm over here like really tired, falling asleep, really tired, falling asleep, really tired, falling asleep.